This is the RFD Livestock Report. I'm Rita Frazier. More today with Iowa farmer Dean Meyer, who was just elected as chair of the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
First of all, it's an honor. It's a great group. I got a great team to work with. The officers up there, our synergies are just excellent, and I'm really looking forward to it. Schedule, yeah, it seems to fill up. We come to events like this, you know, I'll be at the, you know, Cattlemen's Convention, the Farm Bureau Convention, and so forth. And then whatever deemed necessary, if there's a mission where they want the chair to be at. I was in Japan like 6 weeks ago. Wow. as chair-elect, and in those markets. And, you know, that's really what sells our meat. We got the excellent staff in the country, but when you can take producers over there and tell the complete story, and what really works well is producers with the packers and traders. You get a soybean farmer from Indiana, a cattle producer from Texas, a packer from Nebraska, and you all go together as a team and sell our product. That really resonates, especially in the Southeast Asian population.
So where is the most potential as far as where USMEF sees, and, you know, what's the biggest growth opportunity for U.S. meat?
U.S. Meat Export Federation is not a one-market entity. I mean, it's broad-based. That's really what makes this operation work. I mean, we look at China this year. I mean, beef exports off the chart there. You know, but we know China can be unreliable at some time. We got other markets to backfill. And China and Korea and Japan for beef are just phenomenal. You know, we got two really mature markets there, and they continue to grow. They continue to market, utilize different cuts. And then new frontier, Africa. I mean, we've got staff in Africa now. Africa has the youngest demographics in the world. It's got a huge population and a growing middle class. That's a recipe for U.S. Meat Export Federation. And in the next 10 years, Africa is going to be a big part of U.S. meat exports. What really the key to adding value to our carcasses here isn't necessarily the primal cuts that we enjoy here, but it's those variety meats and those underutilized cuts, the tongues, the livers, the intestines, those things that really don't have any value here. They've got a lot of value in some countries. That's where U.S. meat export really adds the value. That just those underutilized and variety meats add $60 a head to beef and over $10 a head for pork. So it's significant.
Also, when you meet a farmer and you're talking about, you know, when you talk about that value, you know, what have exports added to prices for those off the farm gate cattle and hogs?
Yeah, no, and that's exactly what we look at our farm. U.S. beef exports add almost $500, you know, $460 to $500 per head this past year.
Wow.
To every beef carcass. So when I load a steer on the truck, I think of that every time. And pork exports, $60 every head of pork on that exports attribute to it. And then back to the corn, it isn't just it's the corn and soybean farmers too. Last year in 2021, when prices were lower, it was adding 66 cents a bushel to every bushel of corn.
Wow.
And about $1.75 to every bushel of soybeans. So there is value there, and there is a reason why we really rely on checkoff dollars from these organizations to help fund us with USDA funds. It's a great investment for checkoff organizations, because the more participation we get there, the more the government funds it, and then we leverage that with industry dollars. We can do a promotion in Korea, for example, at a Costco, and Costco will double the funds. I've seen checkoff dollars return 26-1 at times in those countries. So it's a great opportunity, and it's our products we're marketing, whether it's the raw grain or it's the pork and beef.
Dean Meyer, chair of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. This is the RFD Livestock Report.